Here's a thought. Hand an 80-year-old a tablet, and he will think he needs to wash it down with a glass of water. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. Our guest this hour is the one and only Jay Moore, a very funny guy. Jay is a friend of the program, and it's always great to chat with comedian Jay Moore. Then it's this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the story of a school principal who needed to apologize because he neglected to include the special education students in the school yearbook. Wow, in 2016, how tone-deaf can you be? We'll have the story. Then things you never, ever, ever, ever buy at the grocery store. Going shopping later today, starting to put together that list. Well, you better listen up. Some things that you'll want to stay far away from. We start things off this hour with technology and how it is leaving certain generations behind. And I saw an example of this about a week ago. In the New York City area, it was the celebration of the 30th anniversary of the World Series champion New York Mets from 1986. Big thing for the team. I was quite interested to see it. I'm a big Mets fan. I didn't have a ticket to the game. I went the next night, but not that night. So I'm thinking I'll watch it on television. Can you believe it was not on television anywhere in the number one media market in the country? Not on the New York Mets station because the game was on the Fox network that night. Nowhere, not even after the game late at night. But the Mets said, don't worry, we're streaming it on Mets.com. Well, okay, for someone my age, and for somebody younger than me, as you go through your 30s and 20s back into the teens, everybody understands what streaming is. You swipe, you tap, and you find what you want to watch. But what about people that are north of my age and very north of my age? What about people, okay, let's put it in perspective, 1986. What about those people then, back in 86, who were in their 30s, 40s, and 50s and enjoyed watching the Mets win the World Series? Those people now are in their 60s, their 70s, and their 80s. Time does fly, doesn't it? Anyway, do they understand all this technology? If you tell a 60, 70, or 80-year-old, oh, it's streaming, they have no idea what you're talking about. They don't have the quote-unquote devices, necessarily, to watch programming like this. So for people who are making these programming decisions, many of them are of the age of this huge technological revolution. They're 25, they're 35 years old, they're standing and swiping and watching and listening and texting and tweeting and all that. There is a large segment of the American population that is not doing these things. And is it right to just leave them behind? And I know people are going to say, but advertisers don't care about them anyway. Listen, for what this is, pay attention to my example. A baseball team that has millions of fans and millions of customers, and many of whom are of a certain age, would appreciate seeing something like this. And for them to have to hunt and find it out on some website, they're not able to do that. So you're losing potential viewers and you're losing the goodwill of people who financially supported your team, your business, for the past 30 or 40 years. So not everything has to be a tweet or a stream or an Instagram photo. That's the problem. Because what it's doing is it's creating this giant chasm between those in the know and those who are not in the know. And as media starts to move away from traditional forms of media, from TV, yes, from radio, when they start to look towards this online digital revolution, don't leave half the population standing on the shore as the digital boat sails away, because that would be kind of sad. Find a way for it all to work. Stay with us. Jay Moore is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Have you ever looked back on your career and thought, I should have. I should have accepted that promotion or jumped at that new opportunity.
Priscilla Klayman at Career Strategy says dwelling on what you should have done is destructive. Anger and resentment build up and you quit trying.
She says the right approach is to replace the should haves with what ifs.
Take one of your regrets, like I should have taken that promotion, and come up with as many what if questions as you can.
What if passing on that promotion is giving me the extra time to pursue my passion?
What if I share my regret with my boss to let her know I'm up for a new challenge?
Explore your what ifs for ideas to act on. That exploration will reinvigorate you and set you on a better path. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.